And as we get ready for the kickoff tonight, I'd like to turn the microphone over to my colleague, my friend, my partner in crime, and a man who was accused of groping, and I witnessed it. He groped about six pieces of pizza during the pregame. The voice of Dewey Bulldogger football, Mr. Adam Hooper.
That's terrible. That is horrible. But thank you very much for that fine introduction.
You got to stay current with the headlines.
I know, I do. Here's a kick by Webster. It's an end-over-end kick, and it's caught at the 10, to the 15, to the 20, to the 25, to the 30, and as it's seen, to the 35, 40, 45, down at midfield at the 50-yard line. A nice return there by Cole Hawkins.
I tell you what, Adam, he found a seam up the middle, and he just eluded, broke a couple of tackles and brought it out to midfield. An excellent starting position for this Dewey Bulldoggers. First and 10 at midfield.
It'll be Blake Timmons, the starting quarterback for the Doggers. They will go left to right on your radio dial. Trips to the left, one on the right. And Hunter Brewer, the lone setback. Timmons will throw the pass, and the pass is incomplete. And actually, it was behind the intended receiver. That was Caston Fry, and it's second and 10 for the Doggers.
Kind of unusual for the Doggers to come out throwing a Fry from his wide receiver position over here on the right. Just ran a little slant, and the ball a little bit behind him, so now second and 10 Doggers.
This time, two wide receivers on each side, a shotgun formation, hands it off to Hunter Brewer, runs to the right to the 50. He stays at the 50. He's met up by three Webster players, and it looks like got no gain on the play, and a good stop there by looks like that was the tackle by Virgil Davis Jr., the 5'7", 150-pound junior. Actually, he did gain a yard, so it'll be third down and nine from Webster's 49.
And give left corner Jalen Horton credit for turning that play in, holding to no gain.
Throws a screen to the left side. The pass is caught, but it's going to lose some yards at the 47-yard line. That's Jonathan Blackman there with the reception, and a nice defensive job there by Webster. And Dewey loses 3 yards, actually 2 yards right there, and it's going to be fourth and 11, so looks like a punting situation here for the Doggers.
Well, that's going to hurt Jonathan's 27 yards per catch average, I'm afraid, as he loses 3 on the play.
There's a punt, and it's caught at the 23-yard line. That was on the punt return was Josh Black. And so Webster will have the ball for their first possession, first and 10, with 10:44 to go in the opening quarter. No score here between Webster and the Doggers.
And that first drive, Adam, was not a signature Dewey drive that we've seen in the past.
Well, Marion Shannon is the starting quarterback. They have two wide receivers to the left, one on the right. They're going to shotgun, handoff is their tailback, Rashawn Perry, and Perry runs to the right side and gains about 5 to the 27-yard line.
Ironically, Adam, we didn't even have Perry on the, Penny on the roster when we started tonight. He comes in and picks up about 6 yards on his first carry.
So Rashawn Penny, not Perry. And he gained 6 on the carry, so it's 2nd and 4 now from the 28-yard line. Shannon, a shotgun formation. Penning has it, runs to the middle to the 30, and dives to the 34-yard line. And that's enough for a Webster first down.
Drake Scholl got him, but not after a 5-yard pick. And as you said, 1st and 10 for the Warriors.
So really, and you're right, did not have Rashawn Penny on our roster at all. And he so far has rushed 10 yards. 1st and 10 now from Webster's 34-yard line. Two wide receivers to the right, one on the left. And we're going to have a false start. Looks like somebody moved on the right side. So it'll be a false start against Webster.
And that was going to be Webster's first attempt to come outside against the Dogger defense, and it didn't materialize because of the illegal procedure penalty.
So they'll mark the ball at the 29. They'll make it 1st and 15 from the 29-yard line. At 9:40 and counting here in the first quarter, no score. Two wide receivers to the right, one on the left. Shannon the shotgun, hands it off to Perry. He'll sweep to the left side. He breaks one tackle to the 30, dives to the 35, to the 36-yard line. And Kobe Williams there on the tackle.
Picked up almost 8 yards on that carry. Gain of 7. And it looks like that'll make it about a second and 8 from there, Adam.
Actually, be second and 7 from the 37-yard line. Again, at 9 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Again, Tulsa, Webster, and Dewey are scoreless. Two wide receivers to the left, one on the right. Dewey showing blitz. Here they come. Shannon fires a pass, finds his tight end. It's caught at the 43-yard line. And actually, the reception is Kobe Ware.
Nice pitch and catch there to number, I believe that was Josh Black on the reception.
Josh Black, okay.
Yeah. Gained, needed about 7, got 6. Nice pass, though, right on the money.
Yeah, Dewey was showing blitz. They brought 6 up front. Play clock down to 10 seconds. 3rd and 1 now from the 43-yard line. Again, two wide receivers to the left. Actually, this time to the right, one on the left. And now Webster a little confused, so they're going to call a timeout. So timeout Webster with 8:11 to go in the opening quarter. And again, there's no score.
Well, I think Webster is going to just hand that ball up the middle to Penny one more time. And with two linebackers coming right in between the guards for Dewey, I think they thought we're not going to be able to block that, so let's try something else and call a timeout.
Again, big thanks to our sponsors here, Tulsa Bone and Joint, Oilfield Pipe and Supply, Arvis Bank, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Bartnett IP, Luana Duncan, Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance Agent, Hughes Lumber Company, and ASAP General Stores. After tonight, Dewey will play at Verdigris. That's actually 6 days from now. It'll be a Thursday night affair with many schools having fall break next week. Of course, last night there was a handful of high school football games. Again, some of the schools had their fall breaks early. So after the timeout by Webster, they have a 3rd and 1 from their own 43-yard line. Shannon, they'll take, keep it.
He didn't get it, Adam.
And I don't think he got it. He was met up by that teeth of that Dewey defense. I think he lost a yard as well. He sure did lose a yard. Actually, didn't lose a yard. He looked like it. Maybe he lost a half a yard. And again,
they gave him a good spot. We'll call it that.
Yeah.
And the punting unit comes in.
Yeah, great job by that Dogger defense.
Hunter Brewer stands just inside his own 20-yard line anticipating the punt from, looks like Virgil Davis Jr. in punt formation.
It is Virgil Davis Jr. back to punt. The snap, good snap, and not a good punt there, but he does get a Webster roll. It'll go out of bounds at about the 30-yard line. So the Doggers will have it in decent field position from their own 30-yard line with 7:14 to go in the opening quarter, and there's no score.
Well, Adam, on this drive, I'd like to see Dewey maybe not get fancy and try to outthink anybody. Just put those two big boys in the back in front of Hunter Brewer and give him the ball. But they're going to go 3 wide to the left and 1 clear out here to the right, and alone Hunter Brewer and Blake Timmons in the backfield.
Timmons now in the shotgun formation. Again, as you mentioned, trips to the left and 1 receiver to the right. The snap, hands it off to Hunter Brewer. He dances around to the 30 and still on his feet to the 35, down to the 37. Boy, he gave everything he had there. That's Hunter Brewer, a gain of 7.
I think they're going to give him a good spot. He got about 8 yards on that play.
Sure did. So it'll be 2nd down and 2. Actually, 9 yards on the carry. 2nd and 1 now from the 39-yard line.
But it's a long one.
And a pass is caught there by Jonathan Blackman, and he gets the first down for the Doggers.
There's a Dogger down on his knees at about 29. Looks like that's Tidwell getting back up.
Actually, I have to apologize myself. I went 10 yards further than I thought.
So now it's first and 10 from the 35.
Instead of the
30, as I mentioned earlier. First and 10.
And the Doggers pick up their first down of the evening. That's the most important part of that.
First down tonight for the Doggers. Oh, they got Webster jumped offside, but were they forced to move to the neutral zone? That's the question. Yeah, offsides against Webster.
So Dewey will take the advantage. It will now be first and 5 from their own 40-yard line. Very rapid first quarter, 6.5 to go in the first quarter. No score. Simmons, that goes back to pass, has a man open, caught at the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 50, 10, 5, that's Mike Dewey! Touchdown Bulldoggers! That's Brandon Phelps on a 60-yard pass from Blake Simmons, and Dewey on the board first.
And did it look like Brandon Phelps wanted to get into the end zone? Man, he just took the ball and put it under his arm, outran everybody to the end zone. Great pass, great catch and run afterwards.
Well, it's great to see Brandon Phelps.
Yes.
For our first time here this season. Matter of fact, if I'm right, that's his first touchdown of the season. Dilly is going to go for two, and a throw is incomplete.
Uh-oh.
Braden Mackey was the intended receiver, and the two-point conversion failed. Timeout on the field, 6:23 to go in the first quarter, and your score is Dewey 6, and it's Tulsa Webster nothing. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
He's 80 yards. Thanks to a Brandon Phelps 60-yard touchdown pass from Blake Timmons.
Less than a minute, too, Adam.
And Dewey will kick off from their own 40. Here is a kick. It's a squid kick, but it's caught immediately at the 39. And spinning around, still at the 39, was...
That's Jalen Horton,
Jalen
Adam.
Jalen Horton.
Yeah, he did a great job because he wasn't going to just go down on that football and cover it. He's going to try to take off and make a little bit happen there. And I think the Doggers were fortunate to get him corralled just about the 39-yard line.
And that's where they'll spot the ball, first and 10 from Webster's 39-yard line. Again, the Doggers on top of the Warriors, 6-0. See what Tulsa Webster can do here on their next possession. They got two wide receivers to the left and one on the right. Coming in late for the Doggers is Cole Brown. Now he's set ready to go. Shannon now goes for a long pass to the right side, and he overthrows his intended receiver.
Josh Black had a step on the Doggers. There were three of them back there, but he got a hand on it, just couldn't haul it in.
Matter of fact, he was triple teamed there, and the pass was just a little bit overthrown. And it's second and 10 now for the Warriors.
Well, that'll keep the Dogger defense honest, not stack the box.
So it'll be second and 10 from...
And our esteemed colleague, Dave Neely, has let me down. He promised me some know-what scores tonight. He is in southeastern Missouri, so...
Oh.
He's fired.
He's fired. Well, I can find somebody who can give us scores. Second and 10, handoff is to Penny. Penny runs to the middle to the 40, and he gets stuffed at the 42-yard line. Looks like the first to get him is Jacob DeClose.
DeClose, yeah, the nose tackle. Did a great job of coming back for him in there.
So a gain of...
Third down, four.
Third down and six to go from the 43-yard line.
Did I see Webster? Yep, they took another one, Adam.
And now Tulsa Webster has taken their second timeout here in the first quarter, so they got one left. And big thanks to our sponsors here today, ASAP General Stores, Hughes Lumber Company, Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Luana Duncan, Bartnett IP, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Arvest Bank, Oilfield Pipe and Supply, and by Tulsa Bone and Joint.
Case just joining us. Dewey won the toss and received, but they went three and out. Then Webster had the ball, couldn't do anything with their possession. And then Dewey, on their second possession, went on a four-play, 80-yard drive on a Brandon Phelps 60-yard touchdown pass from Blake Timmons. As a matter of fact, for Timmons on the season, that is his ninth touchdown pass of the season.
How great is it for Brandon Phelps to get a touchdown on homecoming after having missed so much this season?
It's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Of course, he had an ankle injury during the preseason, and they kind of set him down for a few games and really needed him badly, so they're glad to have him back. Third and six now from Webster's 43-yard line. They got trips to the right, left, one on the right. Here comes a blitz by Dewey. Shannon goes back to pass, and the pass is caught.
And dropped.
Actually, it's incomplete. And the intended receiver was, again, Josh Black. And that's going to force Dewey for Webster to punt the ball away.
That's Shannon's first incompletion of the night, but he was under heavy duress at that time.
So again, a nice job there by the Dewey defense.
And we didn't get to talk to Coach Kenneth Jackson before the game, so we don't know if Harris is hurt tonight, because he's been their leading rusher on the year.
There's a punt. It's caught there at the 20 to the 25. Now marked out of bounds at the 27-yard line. That was Hunter Brewer there on the punt return. So decent field position again for the Doggers, as they will have their third offensive possession here in this first quarter from their own 27-yard line. 5:28 to go in the first quarter, and Dewey on top 6-0.
And if you're Webster, you've got to keep your offense on the field a little more. They have game time. They weren't even on the field a clock minute, so that really takes the air out of your defense. Trips to the right, a man to the left for Dewey. Shotgun formation is Blake Timmons.
Timmons has it, throws, and pass underthrown. And it looks like Jonathan Blackman was the intended receiver.
You know, as nice of a pass as he threw to Phelps earlier, that one, I don't think he got a good grip on it. He just kind of threw a grounder out there, a worm burner, as it were.
Of course, it is turf here at Dogger Stadium, about 2 or 3 years old. Hand off this time at Hunter Brewer, and he dances to the 30-yard line. That's where he stopped, actually just shy of the 30-yard line.
I think they're going to mark him just over now. They moved up a little bit, about the 31, so give him about three, Adam.
So it'll be third and seven from the 31-yard line, and that will make it third down and seven for the Doggers. Trips to the right, one on the left. Now Timmons waits the signal. And finally gets the signal from Coach Kane. Pass caught by Blackman. Has the first down to the 40 and knocked out of bounds at the 42-yard line. So Dewey gets another first down.
That was a nice touch put on that pass by Timmons. He had man coverage across the board and got it out to Blackman, picking up another first down for the Dewey Bulldoggers.
4:40 to go in the first quarter, 6-0, favor of the Doggers. Again, trips to the right, one on the left. Timmons, he'll keep the ball this time, spins around,
has a block
to the 45, and another block to the 50. 45, 40, and pushed out of bounds at the 35-yard line. And there to push him out of bounds was Virgil Davis Jr., but a nice run there by Blake Timmons.
And a 21-yard run by the Dewey quarterback. And it was a nice read. Got some good blocks. I didn't see who got the first block right at the line of scrimmage, but it sprung him up inside for that first down.
First and 10 from the 36. Handoff is to Hunter Brewer. Runs to the middle to the 30, and that's where he'll be tackled at the 30-yard line. So a gain of 5 makes it second and 5, and Derek Buggs there on the stop.
Leading tackler of the Warriors. And what that Timmons run did is opens up those runs right there for Hunter Brewer, because they can't stack inside and guard against Hunter Brewer all the time, because Timmons will take it to the house.
Timmons throws a screen pass to Hunter Brewer, and he drops it. Actually, Brewer was going in motion, and right off the bat, Timmons threw a screen pass to Brewer, and he may have just taking his eyes off the ball. And so it's an incomplete pass. It'll be third and five from Webster's 30.
Webster's running a straight 4-3 with man-to-man coverage across the board, and they tried to get Hunter Brewer on a linebacker, and it almost worked.
Well, they almost drew Webster off sides. It's third and five now from the 30.
Made him flinch.
Hand off Hunter Brewer. Dances around to the 30, and he's tackled at 25. And I think that second nudge right there for Hunter Brewer gives the Doggers a first down.
Now, Bugs met him in the hole, but I think he was able to get far enough forward. They're going to say fourth down.
That's going to be a half a yard short.
Mercy.
And Dewey's going to go for it here, fourth and one.
I believe I'd have that measured.
Well, they're going on a no huddle. Here's a handoff is a Hunter Brewer. He goes to the middle to the 20, trips up at the 19-yard line. Enough for a Dogger first down, but there is a flag on the play, and I think this may come back. Yeah, it's going to be holding against Dewey.
Yeah, I think they're going to call that on Nick Canavan over on the left side. Nope, I'm sorry, not Nick. Nathan Sloan over on the left side. That's who they threw the flag at. Whether he held or not, I don't know.
So instead of now being fourth and one, now you're looking at fourth and 11 from the 35-yard line. So now you got to get to the 25 again for the first down.
Yeah, it changes your playbook just a little bit. Referee threw that flag, so he'll pick it up. He's ready to go again.
Shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. Trips to the right, one on the left. There's a snap. Pass is caught. No, actually dropped there by Jonathan Blackman. Incomplete.
I think that was going to be a hook and lateral there, Adam. I think he was going to catch the pass because Brewer was coming along, and I think he tried to flip it to him.
Well, in either case, the ball now turned over on downs to Webster, and so Webster will have it from their own 35-yard line. With 3:18 to go in the first quarter, it's 6-0 Doggers.
You're just not going to get excited about that play, are you? I saw something happening there.
Okay.
You just poo-pooed me. You never gave it any credence. Yeah, so what, Tim? He was going to lateral to him. Who cares?
Yeah, he is.
Didn't even catch the pass.
Well, Marion sharing in now in the shotgun formation. Two wide receivers to the left. Handoff is to Kobe Ware. And Ware spins around to the 35 and gains another yard to the 36 where he's stuffed. First time we've called his name here tonight, the 5'8", 165-pound junior. A gain about two on the play that'll make it second down and eight from the 37. I was getting excited.
Oh, sure. Get excited about a two-yard run.
Yeah, I am. You just wanted a hook and line. You wanted some trick play, didn't you?
I wanted to see some scoring going on there, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, that holding penalty really hurt Dewey right there.
Yes, it did.
So it's second down and 10. Actually, second and eight now for Webster's 37-yard line. Shannon now goes back to pass. Now throws to his left. He overthrows his intended receiver, Josh Black. And they're going to call a flag. And I think they're called Tyler Conley on a hold.
Well, threw it back to the 39-yard line. Oh.
Yeah, it's going to be, it looks like it's going to be a hold against Tyler Conley. Yeah, a hold against Dewey.
Huh.
Or actually, you might call a pass interference.
There's 10 yards. So the only difference is 5 yards for the hold.
So it's a 5-yard penalty and an automatic first down for Webster. They'll spot it at the 47. Actually, it's a 10-yard penalty, not the 5.
And that's the second first down for the Warriors on the night.
2:15 to go in the first quarter.
Shannon's got a great arm, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he got that down the field.
Absolutely.
Not real accurate, but...
And a handoff this time to Penny. He dances to the 50 and crosses the Doggers territory to the 49. And a gain of about four on the play makes it second and six from the 49. I got to chuckle sometimes our friends up here in the booth.
They have very staunch opinions of what they think of the officiating on the field. We won't mention any names to protect the innocent.
Not at all. There's a snap there by Shannon. He throws to his left and overthrows again his intended receiver, Josh Black. Actually, Black was well covered there. He was double teamed at one point. But you're right, Shannon does have an arm, but he just overthrew this intended receiver.
That was kind of a hitch and go. And there are three red shirts around Black. But as you said, Shannon not able to get the ball in his hands.
So it's now third down and 6 from Webster's 49, actually Dewey's 49-yard line. Again, the clock stops with a 1:24 to go in the opening quarter. Again, Dewey on top, 6-0.
Not seen any trickery or misdirection or anything out of this Webster bunch thus far.
Shannon in a shotgun formation. The snap. And handoff. Boom! There he goes! At the 45-yard line, Penny has the ball carrier, but I think it was Hunter Brewer that met him there immediately.
That's all I got to say about that. Good grief.
I mean, just right at the exchange there, Penny just got sandwiched there by Hunter Brewer.
Who shot him out of a cannon?
I don't know.
And having done that, Hunter Brewer will withdraw back to about his own 16-yard line. Here's the punt.
Here is the punt, and it's a wobbly punt, and it's going to take a Webster bounce to the 21-yard line. And so Dewey will have the ball now for the fourth time in this quarter. So they'll spot the ball at the 22-yard line, 39.6 seconds to go here in the first quarter. So here's a shotgun formation for Blake Timmons and that Dewey offense. Hands it off to Hunter Brewer and dances to the 20 to the 24-yard line.
There's Bugs and Dixon combining on that tackle, middle of the line for the Webster Warriors.
So a gain of 4 makes it 2nd and 6 for the Doggers from their own 25-yard line. Timmons in a shotgun formation, handoff again to Hunter Brewer, and he's tripped at the 25 and crosses to the 26. That may be the final play in the first quarter, and it will be. We are through 1, and your score will be Dewey 6. And Webster nothing. Second quarter coming up in 60 seconds. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. As we begin the second quarter on a 3rd and 6, pass from Blake Timmons to Jonathan Blackman, and he's down at the 32-yard line, enough for a Dogger first down.
I didn't think they were going to give it to him at first.
I didn't think so either.
That's Jonathan's 4th catch on the evening. He's got 19 yards, and that is also the 4th first down.
Hand off to Hunter Brewer. He spins around to the 35 to the 36-yard line. He's met there immediately by Malik Dixon.
Quick
so it's
pick
now going to be 2nd and 5. Of the 36-yard line. Shotgun formation for Timmons. Hand off again. Hunter Brewer runs to the left of the 40. Has a block to the 50. To the 45. And down at the 42-yard line. Enough for a Dogger first down. Looked like that on the tackle there was Josh Black.
And with that 20-yard run, that puts Hunter halfway to 100, Adam.
1st and 10 from the 43-yard line in Webster's territory. Timmons now goes back to pass. Now he rolls to his left. Now he'll throw, and the pass is intercepted at the 20 and knocked out of bounds at the 30, but a flag's all over the place, but looks like this is going to come back.
That's coming back.
Looks like this is going to be a pass interference call against our hold against Webster.
Yeah, Jalen Horton was on him like a cheap suit. He was all over him.
A hold against Webster. That'll be a 5-yard, actually a 10-yard penalty and an automatic first down for the Doggers.
What you can't hear in the background sometimes is as good as what we hear on the radio.
34-yard line in Webster's territory, first and 10. Dewey with the ball just underway here in the second quarter, on top 6-0. Handoff this time, and it goes to the middle to the 25 to the 15 and knocked at the 13-yard line. That's Brandon Tidwell there on the ball carrier.
I think that's Cole Hawkins, number 18. It sure is.
It is Cole Hawkins.
34 to the 15, so a 19-yard run. We'll take that. Another Bulldogger first down.
So it is Cole Hawkins, and he'll get it again to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and he dives in the end zone. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. That is Cole Hawkins, his first rushing touchdown of the season. And Dewey increases their lead 12-0.
Where'd that kid come from, Adam?
I don't know.
Two touches and a 34 yards and a touchdown.
Cole Hawkins, a 5'9", 145-pound senior. And he's got some speed as well.
He does. I'm impressed.
Yeah. Hunter Brewer now comes back in the game, and the Doggers will go for two. Timmons in the shotgun formation. And it's going to be a throwback, I believe, and underthrown there by Hunter Brewer. The intended receiver was going to be Brandon Mackey, but the two-point conversion, no good. So timeout on the field with 10:48 to go in the first half, and your score is Dewey 12 and Webster nothing. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Nice drive there by the Doggers on a 8-play, 79-yard drive. Cole Hawkins, a 15-yard run. Two-point conversion, no good. 12-0 Doggers. Here's the kick. Kind of a low kick, and it's going to be almost.
Wow.
Could have been dangerous right there. And nice recovery there by Rashawn Penny. Because that was a live ball. That ball was bounced right in front of him, and Dewey was all over him right there. So Webster will have it first and 10 from their own 29-yard line. Again, with 10:46 to go to halftime, and Dewey leads Tulsa Webster 12-0. Dewey looking for their second district win of the season and their fourth victory overall. So here's O'Marion Shannon. Now we'll set up the offense as two wide receivers on each side. Shannon now goes back to pass. Now he will throw to his left and has a man open. It's incomplete. Again, Josh Black was the intended receiver, but Black was triple teamed there.
And he still almost caught the dang thing. There's not been another receiver they've really tried to go to either.
So now it's second and 10 from Webster's 29-yard line. Again, with 10:39 to go to halftime. On this homecoming night here in Dewey, temperatures now in the upper 60s. A nice evening for high school football on a fall night. Shannon now in the shotgun formation. Two wide receivers to the right. Penny has it. He sweeps to the left.
Ball.
And his ball comes loose. And I think Dewey's picked it up, and they have. Shannon loses the football, and it's picked up by Dewey.
I didn't see who popped him over there, Adam.
I didn't either. But in another case, Dewey will have the ball in excellent field position.
And the first turnover by either team in the game.
We got an update from Nowata. Nowata leads Chelsea 27-0 with 9:49 to go in the second quarter. Dewey has it from their own, from Webster's 30-yard line. It's a first and 10. Timmons now goes back to pass, throws to his right, has a man caught. 10-5. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. And I believe that's Brandon Tidwell on a 30-yard pass from Brandon Timmons or Blake Timmons, and Dewey increases their lead.
Blake's just gone over 100 yards passing for the first half.
So Brandon Tidwell gets his first receiving touchdown of the season, and they're going to go for two. Timmons fires a pass, and it's caught for the two-point conversion. And that's Brandon Phelps on the pass from Blake Timmons. And the two-point conversion is good. Timeout on the field, 10:24 to go to halftime, and your score is Dewey 20 and Webster nothing. We'll take a 30-second timeout. And you're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Well, got the after the turnover, Dewey just went one play, 30 yards. Here's a kick there by Dewey. It's picked up at the 30 and slides to the 35-yard line. And that was Josh Black. So the ball will be placed at the 36-yard line in the Webster territory. And Dewey on top 20 to nothing.
So far, Webster just has kind of kept it kind of vanilla offensively. It's kind of strange this late or far down in the season. Everything's been run so vanilla by this offense, but nothing really misdirection or odd formation or anything by Webster so far.
Shannon in a shotgun formation, handoff. This time is Kobe Ware, and Ware's not going anywhere. He's down to the 36 to the 37-yard line. That's Jacob Shambles there on the stop.
First time we've called his name tonight, but I'm sure it won't be the last.
I think also looks like Jacob DeClose also with the assist there, and it's now second and 9 from the 37-yard line. So shotgun formation now for Shannon. Shannon now throws to his left, and pass incomplete. Josh Black there was the intended receiver. Now it's third down.
Can I call that an awful pass?
Yeah, it wasn't very good. Yeah, it was not very good at all. It's probably one of his first poor passes he's thrown all night.
I mean, he had a man as open as Quick Trip out there and still couldn't hit him.
So third and 7 now from the 37-yard line. Boy, you got me tickled up tonight. I don't know what it is.
That's all that groping of those hot wings.
Yeah,
and pizzas.
Yeah, that's right.
Here comes a blitz. Nope, they're going to back out of it.
They're going to back out of it. Third down. Now play action, and Shin is going down at the 30-yard line. And that's Jacob Shambles, I believe, on the sack there.
Told you that wouldn't be the last time we called his name.
Oh, we called his name many times before, but that's a loss of about 4 on the play. They'll put the ball to 32. Actually, a loss of 5. So 4th and 15 now for Webster, and Dewey forces Webster the punt.
Hunter Brewer back at his own 41-yard line in anticipation of this kick. New punter.
Now it's a high kick, and it's going to take a Dewey bounce right at midfield at the 50.
Got a warrior.
Actually, the 49.
I think we've got a warrior down, too, Adam.
So we do have a Webster player down, as we mentioned, right on near Dewey sideline. Didn't see who went down. Actually, I didn't see really what happened. Did you?
I didn't either, because it was well away from the play, and there was some blocking going on. Not sure what happened.
Well, we're going to take a 60-second timeout, 8:56 to go to halftime, 20-0 favor of Dewey. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Jonathan Black, and the pass was incomplete and makes it 2nd and 10. 2nd and 10 from Dewey's 49-yard line. Clock stops with 8:53 to go to halftime. And again, Dewey on top, 20-0.
While we were away, Davon Cadell was the injured warrior, and he left the field on his own power.
Handoff is to Hunter Brewer, sweeps to the left, and down immediately at the 50-yard line. Boy, he got met up by a couple of players, including Devon Briggs and also Derek Buds.
It's hard to get the corner on this Webster team. They have good team speed. Good team speed on defense.
Sure do.
Here's Hawkins. Cole Hawkins back in at tailback. Going to give Hunter Brewer a breather here. Got a little something going on here. Got a little gimp to his walk. Trainers will check on him. Hawkins has 2 carries for 34 yards and a touchdown, so he's a good replacement for Hunter Brewer. Back to pass.
Tidwell now goes back to pass, throws to his right, has a man open, caught at the 29-yard line.
And that's Hawkins.
Was that Hawkins?
Yes, sir.
It is Cole Hawkins.
Yeah, ran him in motion on a wheel route down the right sideline.
So it is Cole Hawkins on the reception.
Gain of 21 for Hawkins.
1st and 10 from the 30. And shotgun formation now for Blake Timmons. Again, Hawkins the lone setback. Timmons goes back to pass, and it's caught by Brandon
Tidwell,
and it's caught at the 30, and he's knocked out of bounds at the 25.
Tidwell's a steady receiver. You get it anywhere close to him, he'll pick it out of the air and carry it for a ways. Very steady.
Now 2nd and 5 now from the 25-yard line. And up, they're going to force Webster to offsides, and it's a 5-yard penalty. They'll bring a 1st down for Dewey.
That will be the 4th penalty of the night, 25 yards worth.
So they'll spot the ball at the 20, 1st and 10 from the 20-yard line in Webster's territory.
Now, 9 first downs and a half for the Doggers, Adam.
9?
9.
Wow, okay. You can count?
Well, I didn't even have to take my shoes off for that.
Oh, my.
Hawkins stays in the game for Brewer.
They're going to actually play action. Tidwell now rolls to his right, still rolling. He's got to get away. He does.
Run.
And he's got it to the 20, to the 15, and dances around to the 9-yard line. Boy, that is just one
12-yard
patient
scramble.
Play there by Blake Timmons.
Just a nice open field run. Never got in a hurry.
They're going to go put it 1st and goal with a 7-yard line.
Great.
Now they got that jumbo formation now for Dewey. Hawkins has it, spins around, and down at the 8 to the 7.
See if they move the box. Yeah, they're going to move it a yard, it looks like.
So it'll be 2nd and goal now from the 6.
They give Webster credit. They're not just folding their tents and going home. They're trying to make a stand of it here.
And again, they'll go that jumbo offense. A couple of linebackers up front, 2nd down. And Timmons throws a pass to the left side, and the pass is incomplete.
Good coverage.
And Jonathan Blackman was the intended receiver, and now it's 3rd and goal.
Good coverage on him, though.
Well, we see Hunter Brewer still on the sideline there. Now he's looking around. He's still not in the ball game. So it's 3rd and goal now from the 6. Shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. Timmons and play action. Timmons throwing the pass in the middle. He throws it in an interception to the 5, to the 10. Spins around the 15, down to the 19-yard line.
Nathan Sloan to make the tackle for the Doggers. And wait a minute. What do we got here? Got a holding. Defensive holding. It's coming. It's going to be 1st and goal on the penalty.
Well, so. That's a big sigh of relief there for Dewey, because the interception there
was by Josh Black. But that's going to be annoyed on a holding call against Webster.
Wow, that just break your back if you're Webster.
That's going to be half the distance to the goal. That should be an automatic first down.
It is. Second defensive holding against the Warriors.
Actually, they're not going to say it's a first down. That's still third and goal. Third and goal now from the three. That's half the distance.
Huh.
Handoff to Hunter Brewer, and he works in the end zone. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. Hunter Brewer on a three-yard run right down the middle, and Dewey increases their lead 26-0. And that is Hunter Brewer's 14th rushing touchdown this season.
Yeah, nice to see him tally on a homecoming evening.
And now Dewey will go for two. Timmons, that goes back to pass. Throws to his right, has the man open, caught. Hunter Brewer, but short at the one-yard line. Good defensive stop there by the Warriors. So timeout on the field with 6:36 to go to halftime, and your score, Dewey 26 and Webster nothing. Back after this 30-second timeout, you're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig.
Turn down for what?
Ten play drive for Dewey, capped off on a 3-yard run by Hunter Brewer.
Well, the big deal, though, was that
holding call
in the end.
And that interception was pulled back in the end zone.
I thought the holding was in the end zone, so it was an automatic first down, but they don't see things like I do, I guess.
Not the NFL, I don't think. And the kickoff there by Cole Brown. There's a kick. It's a squid kick. And it's caught there at the 30, 35, and dives to the 40-yard line.
That's Penny back in the game after being injured earlier.
Again, it's Rashawn Penny there on the return, and Webster gets decent field position from their own 40-yard line. 6:33 to go. The halftime, 26-0 favor of Dewey.
You know, their first three games of the season, Adam, they put up some big scoring numbers, and watching this offense and how basic they run it, it's just kind of hard to believe that they were able to put up 50 and 48 points.
Yeah, they put up 35 against Tulsa Hale, 33 against Cornerstone, and 50 against Noah. First and 10 from Webster's 40-yard line. Now a man in motion. High snap. Shannon now runs to his left and is tripped up to the 40. Actually, it was a Wildcat formation. Travance Harris there on the handoff. Actually, he was at the quarterback position.
Timeout, Dewey.
And so Dewey will call a timeout. And that's their first of the game. 6:14 to go in the halftime. It's 26-0 favor of Dewey. Coming up at halftime, we'll recap our first half numbers, and then we'll have my interview with Dewey Athletic Director Chris Rivard. Of course, Coach Rivard, tonight's his last night as Athletic Director, and had a chance to talk to him a couple of weeks ago when he made the announcement that he was stepping down. And then we'll have our weekly feature of the College Sports Report. That's all coming up at the half. So far, Dewey is taking care of business in this ballgame. Again, Dewey led 6-0 after the first quarter, but they've gotten a couple of touchdowns since then. And Doggers lead 26-0.
Well, what we haven't seen is Travance Harris, the junior running back that has done so well for Webster this year. Don't know if he's injured. Don't know if he's just not here. Don't know what the case is, as we did not get to talk to Coach Jackson.
Actually, the team came in late. When we got here, the team didn't arrive until about maybe 20 minutes later.
And they forgot their footballs, too, didn't they?
No, I think they did. So here's a shotgun formation on a 2nd and 10 now from the 40. A pass is caught.
Harris, the new quarterback for Webster.
And pass was complete there. Didn't see who caught that, but
That was Black on the catch, but I think we've got a new quarterback.
Actually, it's going to be Trevalse Harris.
Black on the reception.
So it'll be third and three from the 47. That was a 7-yard gain. Yeah, Trevalse Harris now the quarterback. And list him as a running back, but he is the starting quarterback here right now.
Well, that's interesting.
Now shotgun formation. Dewey going for a blitz. Handoff. Boom, down he goes. And the ball comes loose at the 35. To the 30. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. That's Brandon Phelps on the fumble return for a touchdown. How about that, fans, as Dewey takes advantage defensively, and they split up 6 more points. Well, what a play, though, by that Dewey front four, forcing that turnover, and Brandon Phelps just picks it up and runs it all the way.
He's enjoying homecoming, wouldn't you say?
Yes. I would say that's about a 30-yard fumble recovery, would be my guess. And now,
pretty accurate, my friend.
Cole Brown will attempt the extra point. Snap, hold, the kick on its way, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 5:29 to go to halftime, and your score, it's Webster trailing Dewey, 33-0. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig.
I want it all, I want it all, I want it all, and I want it now.
They've got the game right now, leading 33-0. Brandon Phelps not only had a rushing touchdown, he also had a defensive touchdown as he returned it 30 yards on a fumble recovery.
And they're in the bottom of the third at Progressive Field, and no score between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Cleveland Indians in Game 5 of that series.
Here's Cole Brown's kick. It's an onside kick, and it looks like Dewey's going to pick it up. No, it's not.
No,
the ball goes out of bounds.
It didn't go 10 yards.
It did not go 10 yards. You're absolutely right, because it did touch a Dogger player before the 10 yards.
And I misspoke. I said Game 5. That's the Game 1 of the AL Championship Series. Speeding this thing right along.
Yeah, that's true. So Webster now is going to get excellent field position. Officially, that penalty is going to be a legal procedure. And it'll be at Dewey's 47-yard line.
Okay.
That's where the ball was marked out of bounds. So I believe Trevalse Harris still at quarterback, replacing Omarion Shannon. There's a shotgun formation. The snap, handoff, Kobe Ware to the left, and down immediately at the 46-yard line.
I think Ware was the one that had that last fumble, too.
Looks like on the tackle there for Dewey was Tyler Conley. It'll be second down, call it 9, from the 46-yard line. Clock rolling with 5 minutes to go to halftime.
At the minute, I'm a little confused. They've got a quarterback not playing quarterback and a running back not playing running back but now playing quarterback.
Harris down the shotgun. Oh, the ball comes loose, and I think Dewey has picked it up again. No signal yet. And, nope, Webster keeps
Webster
it. They've retained possession, but they're going to lose some yards. Boy, that was not a complete handoff right there. That's going to be a loss of 4, makes it third down and 13.
Wow.
Matter of fact, Webster is 2 turnovers?
Yes, both fumbles and 1 taken to the house for a score.
So Harris now in a shotgun formation, high snap, hands it off to Penny, dances to the 50, and he crosses the 45 to the 44-yard line. And well short of the first down, Jacob Shambles was one of the players that made the tackle for the Doggers, and that will force Webster to punt the ball away. So it'll be fourth down and 7.
You know, down by 33. Maybe Webster will have a fake here. Nothing else has gone very right for them tonight.
There's a snap. Here comes a pressure. Gets off a wobbly kick. And it's going to take a Webster bounce.
Nice kick.
To the 9-yard line. So Dewey's got a lot of work for them as they got to go now 91 yards for score. But it's now first and 10 from Dewey's 9-yard line. With 3:23 to go to halftime. And again, Dewey on top, 33-0. Then at halftime, we'll recap the first half, and then I'll have my interview with Dewey Athletic Director Chris Rivard, and of course our college sports report again coming up at the half. Two wide receivers on the left for Dewey, handoff to Hunter Brewer, and he dances around to the 10 to the 12-yard line, a flag on the play. Looks like it may be a face mask against Tulsa Webster. I can see that all the way from here in the press box.
Yeah, and your eyes aren't that good, so that was really pretty obvious.
Yeah. Normally it isn't, but I can see it all the way from here. First indication would be face mask.
Five-yard face mask.
Five-yard face mask.
Don't see that very often.
So it's going to be now first and 5 now from the 14-yard line. Handoff. Actually, play action. Tidwell throws a pass, and it's intercepted at the 40 to the 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5. Knocked out of bounds at the 2, but there's a flag on the play.
Yeah, it's going to come back to about the 19. You're holding just inside the 10-yard line.
Josh Black was the player for the Warriors that picked it off. We're going to have a hold called after the interception.
Yeah.
Against Webster. But in either case, but I think Webster will have the ball back.
Yeah, they should have it at about the 19-yard line, I think. He threw his flag right at the 9.
Yeah, he threw it at the spot of the foul at the 9. So it was after the interception.
Yeah, and had he not held, I think we would have had a tackle there. But he tackled the would-be tackler first.
So that is Dewey's first turnover.
19.
So Webster will have it first and 10 from Dewey's 19-yard line. Now the defense has got have a little test of their own here.
This is about the only highlight of the first half for the Webster Warriors.
Now, this is where Dewey needs to have their test here defensively. Again, they've given up 37 points a game this season. Now, let's see what they can do here. Shannon now in Harris now in the shotgun formation. Handoff is to Penny. Sweep to the left to the 20 and knocked down at the 18-yard line. That's Cole Hawkins there on the stop.
Cole Hawkins on the tackle. Gain of about 2 for Mr. Penny.
So 2nd and 8 now from the 17-yard line. Clock rolling with 2:40 to go to halftime. And it's 33-0 favor of Dewey.
You know, Dewey's averaging less than 2 yards a carry. If they've got a guy over there on the sideline that averages 11 yards a carry, I don't know why he's not carrying the ball. Now, that's just my good old backwards logic going for you.
Harris in a shotgun formation. Snap, Harris. Pass, it's caught at the 8-yard line.
That's Briggs, Devon Briggs.
So Devon Briggs, the second starting receiver for the Warriors, gives the Warriors a first and goal from the 8. 7-yard line. 10-yard reception.
And only the 3rd first down of the night. Dewey defense have played exceedingly well.
Harris now, the shotgun formation. Handoff is to Penny. Boom! Down he goes at the 12-yard line.
And guess who? Hunter Brewer. Oh, my. He just went faster than a speeding bullet and met Penny right at the 10-yard line.
Somebody forgot to block him, evidently. God.
Well, not only is he a good runner, he's a good defender, too.
He had a block down here earlier in the game, and he laid the wood to the guy. Brewer is not afraid of contact.
Second and goal now from the 10. He's one tough cookie. Harris now goes back to pass, throws to his left, and overthrows.
Pushed.
It is the 10 receiver, Josh Black.
Cole Hawkins is looking around and says, Jesus Christ, and he pushed me with two hands to the ground, and you don't throw a flag? He looked like Curly of the Three Stooges after he'd been poked in both eyes. He looked at the referee like, what? You think I throw a flag on that? The referee looks at him and says,
have you seen the Three Stooges play football?
Oh, yes, I have.
They're hilarious, aren't they?
They are.
Oh, my.
I think the referee said, look, son, you're up 33-0. Get over it.
Yeah. Third and goal from the 10. Harris in the shotgun formation. Harris, and boom, down he goes again at the 15-yard line.
Brewer missed him once, but couldn't take his head off, so he came back and chastised him, along with Shambles. Loss of five.
Jacob Stevenson was the first to get him. And now timeout called by Dewey. So now they're going backwards instead of forwards, and it's now fourth and goal from the 15. Timeout Dewey, that's her second timeout called. So each team now has one timeout left here in the first half. 1:10 to go to halftime. 33-0 favor of Dewey. There's some hitting in that Dewey defense tonight.
I tell you what. You know, though, but you have to admit, the 8-air game and the Berryhill game inflated those defensive statistics scoring-wise. I mean, that's...
Right.
8-air was a phenomenal scoring machine. But
matter of fact, they got B.J. Bradbury back last week, so...
And it doesn't. Those two scores don't show you how good the Dewey defense has been all year long.
No, they hadn't.
I mean, you could.
I mean, you give up 76 against Adair. You give up 50 against Berryhill.
Yeah.
Two phenomenal football teams right there.
Last year, the defense, they were more porous than my spaghetti strainer at the house. But this year, I tell you what, they look pretty and very good tonight. I can tell you right now, as far as statistics goes. About 25 net yards rushing in the first half for Tulsa Webster and another 23 passing. So they've just dominated the game.
Now you got fourth and goal from the 15-yard line. Harris in a shotgun formation. The snap. Harris goes back to pass. Throws to his left and has a man open, and it is pass incomplete.
I think it hit Cole Hawkins in the back.
Actually, good job there by Cole Hawkins. And defense for Dewey does their job. So Dewey will take over on downs, first and 10 from their own 15-yard line. 1:04 to go to halftime.
I don't know what was said in that Dewey defensive huddle, but I'm sure it went something. Look, guys, really like to have a shutout for homecoming.
There's Blake Timmons now in the shotgun formation.
Five wide receivers. They're not going to go away quietly in this first half.
No, they got trips to the left, two wide receivers to the right. And now Brewer now come back to their regular position at tailback, and now flags all over the place. They're going to call a legal procedure against Dewey. And did I see something that the officials saw? And
did you not see something that they saw?
Yeah, I don't. That's what I was going to say.
Huh. That was one of those penalties to have you going, huh.
Instead of hum, it's huh.
Huh. Let's try this again, boys.
Let's try it again. First and 15 from the 10. Handoff is Hunter Brewer. Spins around to the 10, to the 15-yard line. A nice 5-yard gain there by the senior tailback, Hunter Brewer. Actually, they'll spot that at the 16-yard line, so we'll make it 2nd and 9. And they've tried to force Webster in an offsides or not. 35 seconds and counting. Hand off Hunter Brewer.
sweeps to the left, and he's down immediately at the 15-yard line. A good tackle, I believe, there by...
I can't get the number. 54 won't get out of the way.
If that, yeah, it 50. Was it was Raphael Wesson, though, was the first to get him. Number 54.
Timeout.
Someone getting it. Timeout called by Webster, I believe.
Dewey.
Dewey called their final timeout. Actually, Dewey will call their final timeout with 30 seconds to go, and it'll be third down and 10. That was a loss of one right there.
Any more updates from the Ironman?
No, I have not. And we're going to hire Clint Hallett because he was the last one to give me an update. Maybe. I'll check that shortly. Yeah, that's the last I heard. Nowata was leading Chelsea 27-0 with about 9:45 to go to halftime. So Dewey will have it. Again, it's third and 10. Should be third and 10 from the 15-yard line. With 30.1 seconds to go. Dewey, you just don't want to do anything fancy right now. Keep that clock rolling. Simmons now goes back to pass. Pump fakes, throws
holding
to the flag on the play, and Hawkins there on the reception. Actually, that was not Hawkins. That was
Tidwell.
Brandon Tidwell. So there's a flag on the play at the 15.
Pass is complete for Tidwell. We have a flag on the play.
Let's see what this flag's all about. And I think... Chalk
block.
Block against Dewey.
Illegal block against Dewey.
I don't see that often.
I might just take the down, make it fourth down, see if Dewey will punt it.
You stole my point there. If you're Webster, you might want to decline this penalty and let Dewey punt the ball away. Now, chalk block against Dewey. The penalty is declined.
Yeah.
Fourth down.
Okay.
Good call, buddy. Good call.
If they ever asked me to coach, I think I got this.
So fourth and 10 from the 15-yard line.
Yeah, here comes the punting unit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a smart decision there by Webster. Make Dewey punt the ball away. And
Webster's going to come after this one, too.
Well, I would. Bring 10 guys up front.
They are. Whoop.
Yeah, you know, Dewey doesn't have enough players.
Two,
and now you're
one.
Probably going to have to take a delay here. Yeah, a player came in late for Dewey. Looks like that Brandon Timmons got there a little bit late. Now you got a delay of game called against Dewey. Well, Dewey had one. Actually, Dewey didn't have a timeout. That's correct.
Right. Now, Drake Shaw will kick this from his own end zone, right about the tip of the L. 10 men on the line of scrimmage for the Warriors.
Low snap. There's a kick. Gets off a nice kick. Nice kick by Drake Shaw. And they're going to spot the ball. Actually, he's going to come back a little bit.
Oh, yeah, he shanked it a little bit.
Yeah,
he
may have. That's 35, but he got away. Got that ball off after he was being pressured.
He was under duress. 16.2 seconds before halftime.
So they're going to spot the ball at the 35-yard line.
And for just tuning in, it's all Doggers all the time. 33-0, and probably the way it will end at the half.
Yeah, it's been all Dewey. They've scored not only on the offense, they had a defensive touchdown by Brandon Phelps on a 30-yard fumble recovery early in the second quarter. And here's Webster, and they got trips to the right and a receiver to the left.
That's a nice breeze blowing through tonight.
Harris in a shotgun formation. Harris, he'll throw to the right side, and the pass is caught. Nope, they're going to say incomplete. Boy, it looked like somebody caught that. Hunter Brewer was the defender, and Josh Black was the intended receiver. You're right, it is a nice breeze out here tonight in Dewey. Actually, the intended receiver, my bad, was Jalen Horton.
Second down and 10.
So second and 10 now from Dewey 35. Clock stopped with 9.6 seconds to go. Harris now in the shotgun formation. Two wide receivers to the right, one on the left. Harris now at the penny. Penny goes to the middle, to the 35, to the, and he's pushed back to the 35, but they're going to give him forward progress to about the 31, and that will be the final play here in the first half. All Dewey here in the first half, and Dewey will go to the locker room with a 33-0 lead over Tulsa Webster. 33-0 Dewey on top of Tulsa Webster at halftime. We'll begin our halftime activities in 2 minutes. You're listening to Dogger's Football here on Real Country K-Rig.